This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. That bad weather's not over. 20 people died in the storms that pummeled Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Kentucky over the weekend. The AP's Donna Warder.
Powerful storms left a wide trail of destruction across Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. Even in Kentucky, Governor Andy Beshear has declared a state of emergency, saying there were multiple reports of wind damage and tornadoes. Arkansas resident Justin Hurst tells KATV his home in Marion County was destroyed.
We felt it hit the house and just felt it started sucking air up through the walls and the windows. Heard the roof go.
At a news conference carried Sunday by WFAA, Texas Governor Greg Abbott said those affected by the storm need the prayers of everyone in the state. I'm Donna Warder.
Today there'll be thunderstorms in much of the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic from New York to North Carolina. Thunderstorms in parts of the Midwest, too, and in parts of Texas. Papua New Guinea says that landslide Friday buried more than 2,000 people, and the country's asking for help. The AP's Charles de Ledesma with what they're telling the UN.
An official from the National Disaster Center said the landslide buried more than 2,000 people alive and caused major destruction at Yambali village in Enga province. Estimates of the casualties have varied widely since the disaster occurred, and it's not immediately clear how officials arrived at the number of people affected here. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Starting Tuesday morning, prosecutors and defense lawyers will have their final chance to address the jury in Donald Trump's hush money trial. Closing arguments expected to last for much of the day, if not all of it. Big retailers are stepping up the discounts heading into the summer months, hoping to get you to spend some money. This is AP News. Big picnic in Paris yesterday. About 4,000 people sat in the sun enjoying a meal.
The French capital's most famous street, the Champs-Élysées, transformed into a massive blanket. Around 4,000 people sat in the sun enjoying an al fresco meal. A picnic goer shared his delight as a Mexican living in Paris.
You always imagine to come to Paris, but you don't imagine to be in the main street of Paris having lunch with your friends and just enjoying life and summer.
The food was prepared in 8 temporary kitchens set up along the avenue and provided by restaurants along the street. The lucky picnickers were selected from a draw and were provided with free baskets loaded with delicacies from top Paris chefs. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
A reminder that on this Memorial Day, government offices are closed, as are post offices, the stock market too. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.